And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Normally you hear him on the phone, but today you have him live in the studio. You stay tuned. There is a lot to talk about today. Prime time fishing in Southern California. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the mighty 1090. Summer has finally arrived, bringing warmer waters our way. And you know what that means. The offshore fishing this season could be one of the best ever. And speaking of best ever, have you seen the new 2015 Ford F-150? It's the most advanced F-150 ever, which is even more good news for fishermen. One of my favorite features is the available 360-degree camera. It lets you see everything around you, which really comes in handy when you're trying to launch on a crowded dock. It's also the first truck ever to be built with military-grade aluminum alloy. That means the new F-150 is up to 700 pounds lighter to accelerate faster and stop quicker. It also hauls more and tows more. And get this, it does it all more fuel efficiently. I highly recommend taking one out for a test drive. The new F-150 is the best thing to happen to fishermen in San Diego since the barbed hook. So stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
It's Yamaha's Super Sizzlin' Summer Sales Event. For a limited time, eligible new 60 to 350 horsepower four-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible new 2.5 to 50 horsepower four-strokes include up to $3,000 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends August 31st, 2015. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer. Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Going to be a great show today, man. The guru's here.
He's here, man. Mark Wish from Pacific Edge.
Haven't heard that for a
while. Are you kidding me? What about this fishing, huh?
Well, I mean,
it's so cool.
Speechless.
Yeah.
Where the heck do you start with? I mean, we're just sitting here before the show just talking about this and that. And, you know, when Ricky came in, I was looking up Point Bouchon on my phone. And he says, well, what's it?
I never even heard of Point Bouchon.
Yeah, well, until a couple days ago when I'm talking to a commercial fisherman from the Central Coast, I hadn't either. But there's some guys, you know, looking offshore for albacore and whatnot, and they found a couple sleepers, threw a bait, hooked a marlin in nice warm water off Point Bouchon.
Okay, where's Point
right?
Bouchon?
Right, thank you.
I've never heard of Point Bouchon before.
It's like up above... you know, that's like way the hell
north of Point Conception.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, above Avila, I think it is.
Oh, my.
Up by San Luis Obispo.
That's marlin.
That's rock cod territory.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and they're baiting sleepers. And the one so bit, cool. And he had it on 25, and he almost got it, and he busted it off right there by the boat.
Crazy.
But, you know, we got Dorado and Washington already with the albacore they're catching up
there.
Wow.
Unreal.
And Let's see. I mean, I just brought a few of my notes because you know, I keep notes all week prior to the Saturday Fish Report.
Yeah, you know, so you can do the fishdope.com report.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And so one of my buddies got a striped bass in Redondo.
Nice.
You know. And then Brandon Hayward sends me a picture of sea bass, bluefin tuna, yellowtail, and Dorado laying on the deck of his boat. Now, that's a good combo.
All at the same time.
All at the same time.
That's a little one-day combo.
Yeah, yeah I told him that trumps my albacore sea bass picture that I got one time many years ago. And, you know, and just so on and so forth. It's just crazy. I mean, there's, you know, the planes are seeing quite a bit of marlin around now, and they've already looked like they've swam right on by. The stuff came in from the west and went up above us. There's good volume of marlin around above us already.
Above us.
And yeah.
I saw reports on fishdope.com about the Osborne being on fire for marlin, tuna, everything.
There's some very interesting reports around, some of which is, you know, commercial dope and kind of flies under the radar, but there is some really big bluefin around, really big, bigger than California state record type stuff around, fairly close by, and, you know, we're kind of thinking about which way we're going to go tomorrow. Unfortunately, the wind's blowing a little bit, but up to the west there, so yeah. We'll see, but yeah, there's been some really nice ones taken, and it's just, you know, and then, like Ricky and I were talking, I mean, Ricky had, and I felt so sorry for him because he had to go.
Oh, was it the distance? Yeah, we ran the distance
the
on
distance,
Thursday,
17 miles,
right?
To
like Mark was saying, with their fish being 2 miles off of Dana, we were long ranging at 17 miles.
No kidding. Well, let's see where Captain Art Taylor on the searcher is right now. He's probably 5 miles off of Point Loma and wide open fishing. Good morning, Art.
Hi, Art.
Good morning. We're in a little different zone there, southeast of San Diego a ways, and there's some pretty good fishing down here as well. There's yellowfin tuna, very good fishing on yellowfin tuna, you know, mixed grade fish from stuff that you throw back because it's too small to tag, and fish up to 25 pounds and plenty of action, and there's some awesome fishing on good grade yellowtail on kelps. It's just been a great trip so far, and the grade of the yellowtail is, oh, kind of what you would expect to catch at the south end of Cedrus Island there. It's all 20 to 27 pounds, and it's awesome. Awesome fishing, great weather. It's been a good week.
Yeah. So cool.
Yeah, and you know what's good, too, Art, is this is all new fish. This yellowfin is all new stuff that's moving in, right?
Well, it showed up again, Pete. I mean, you know, the guys have been having good fishing on yellowfin tuna in various areas, you know, and south of here about 10 days ago, it was very good yellowfin tuna fishing, the same great fish that we're catching right now, And it's moving around, and right now it's on a good temperature edge, and so it's been consistent for the last 5 days or so. So with the water structure being the way it is and kelp patties around, we're encouraged by the sign, and hopefully it'll settle in here and continue to bite. It's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we'll take it, right, Art? So in the meantime, if somebody wants to climb aboard the searcher, is it even possible there's spots left on the searcher this summer?
There is, Pete. We have a 3-day trip that's midweek, the 4th through the 7th of August, and amazingly enough, it's got a lot of room on it. They can book right directly through Fisherman's Landing or searchersportfishing.com, and there's room on it. So it's a good chance to get out on a 3-day trip. We're well within 3-day range here for this excellent fishing, so it's a good opportunity to get into some yellowfin tuna and great yellowtail fishing.
All right. Searchersportfishing.com or just book online at Fisherman's Landing 2. 3-day trip with availability. It won't last long. You better jump on it aboard the 95-foot searcher. Captain Art Taylor, thanks for the check. Keep getting them, okay? Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Man, that's so
that's
good.
So sweet.
What a great way to start
cool,
the show, huh?
Dude.
With a live report.
Live report.
I mean, there's stuff all over the place. Now, Ricky, so he's in a different zone. You were Thursday. Is it Thursday?
Thursday, yeah.
You're all the way 17 miles from
17 miles.
Long distance. On a 21-foot skiff, and you guys crushed them, right?
Yeah, we had an awesome day. Probably one of the funnest days of local fishing we've ever got to have. I mean, it was cool because it was good enough fishing that you earned them enough that they all were, you know, were very worthy, and it was all, you know, plunker style type fishing, and there was fish all around, and it was a mix of very good biting fish with killer weather and good buddies and good biting, and the best quality I've ever got to have locally from the skiff. And we had two fish that went over 50. We had another one that was just shy of it at 47. We had the thing that, you know, that you always do. We had the full heartbreaker. We had one, you know, chew through that was two turns from making it to, I mean, full long range style, like, angler in the center with two gaffs on each side of him, and we'll never know because we didn't put the fish in the boat, but it was probably 75 plus, you know, and all of this 17 miles from home. I mean, it was crazy. Just crazy good yellowfin tuna fishing.
Yellowfin tuna fishing, just really a fantastic spread of mixed grade, like Art was saying, right, Mark?
Yeah, but overall, you know, the grade is just nothing short of fantastic. I mean, it's just amazing. And then, you know, the fish, like one of my best friends, John Anders, boat partner for years in our other boats, and he was on a charter on the Mirage Monday and Tuesday this week, and he was telling me before he left, he goes, God, dude, because John just got a brand new 20-foot edgewater boat.
Ooh,
that
we're, really
I
nice.
Just, in fact, he just got his bait tank from us yesterday. And, man, we're going to have some good fun on that. So he's like kind of jonesing. He wanted to work on his boat, catch some fish from that, and he had to go in his charter, and God, I don't go fish rockfish and all this. So the first day they did fish cods up between, I think, Santa Rosa and Santa Cruz, and then they got the word about that fish down below them, so the crew ran in, tanked up on bait, you know, this is going back to Ventura, and then ran down to SBI. They started in the morning in the gray
Santa Barbara Island,
and they just had a little pick on the yellows, and then ran down a little farther, kind of just below the Osborne, and got on that yellowfin tuna on bird schools and stuff. And, you know, these are people that are, like, ready for rock cod, and they weren't, like, quite ready for 50-pound grade yellowfin. They got three of that really nice yellowfin, and they were all 50 to 59 pounds.
They have, the plates on their reels and stuff. You know, I think I got a big rock cod here.
Bicycle handle.
I mean, that is an insane grade of fish
to be catching. That's so cool.
That's pretty wild.
This early in the year, too. So,
not even August yet.
That's
Yeah, and they're now saying that there's a... Definitely there's an El Nino.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. We hadn't noticed that.
They
came out yesterday and then said, we're in an El Nino.
Oh, man.
It's going to be like September is going to be more like the peak. So August, September, October.
Well,
so
what's going
to
be
think we
really.
Have a good season to come.
What's really going to be interesting is the bigger picture of the water. I mean, those guys are a little behind the curve just kind of announcing it. You know, we've been obviously seeing this for a long time. But just like that little hurricane that came up here and kind of pooped out last weekend, I mean, right. That was like way north. And
an inch and a half of rain in Point Loma in July. It's history.
Never happened before. And they're saying that there's one guy that writes this weather blog who's really a sharp guy. He's saying the models that they're using right now are not skewed to take advantage of this kind of water condition. And he thinks that our hurricane season up here is going to be way more interesting than anybody's predicting.
Yeah.
He's thinking a really good chance of something coming right. Yeah, so check your rain gutters.
Coming. Yeah, make sure you have
rain gutters unlimited.
Yeah, rain gutters unlimited. Go call Neil.
Yeah, you might
even get a piece of tuna to go with it, right?
Yeah, that warm water. I mean, right now, I looked this morning at 3:30 in the morning, Tanner Buoy, which is 20 miles outside Cortez Bank, 69 degrees.
No way.
I've never seen that
way.
Ever.
Well, and, and just like you're talking, we fished all day in 73 and a half to 74.2 degree water. Yeah. 74.2, like
74.2
all day. It was just, it's wild. I mean, 73 and a half in the morning with no sun beating on it whatsoever. It's just crazy what's going on right now.
Yeah, I only had a half day on Thursday, and we ran down, wanted to jump in the water and try and spear something.
Right.
Not quite ready for that big bluefin tuna like some of these guys can do. But, you know, spear a nice yellowtail. We never saw one. Went down with Ron and Jared Lane and down to IB.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, the grade of yellowtail down there that the half-day guys are, I was talking to Fred Huber from the Daily Double yesterday, they're big ones, man. The small ones are 20 pounds.
We
had one close to 30.
I got to sneak in and do that with Gary White and Robert Falcone.
Yeah.
Same deal. After work. I mean, worked a full day at work. Didn't get off until whatever time. Opened up the shop early. We didn't leave. We didn't clear the harbor until 3 o'clock. And when we had eight of those big yellows, all surface iron.
Wow.
It's just, it's sick what's
really?
Going on right now. It's
yeah.
sick.
Seems
what's
to be
going on.
Better in the late afternoon.
Seems
too,
like
right?
it, yeah.
yeah.
Oddly enough,
the
yeah, you're right.
Guys, you look at the half day counts and like the Dolphin and
yeah.
the Daily Double and stuff, those guys are getting
it. Mornings are good, very worthy
yeah, very
of being
good.
There, but afternoon for sure better. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it definitely, like you say, maybe current switch or who knows what it is because we were only there to see the afternoon, but you're definitely right. It's just wild.
Yeah. But, Mark, that could change tomorrow or today, right? I mean, the morning bite changes the afternoon bite. What about patterns? Let's talk about fish patterns for a while.
Yeah, that pattern thing, you know, it's. I mean, you know, and there's no doubt the fish definitely get into that mode, you know, but the mode typically changes. And usually it's associated with the tide situation and the position of the moon. I mean, I've always been a long proponent of studying, you know, the moon overhead, moon underneath scenarios, the major lunar bites. And that moon situation, you know, gets about an hour later each day. So that's why we see go from morning bite, you know, into afternoon bite. It kind of changes around a little bit. And so typically coming up on the full moon, that bite is getting later and later in the day. You know, you tend
yeah.
to see that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, a lot of that stuff, you know, once you kind of figure out what that pattern is, you can pretty much predict, well, I'm going to go do this in the morning, but I want to be down here by about 2 o'clock in the afternoon because that's when stuff comes up and starts biting. Yeah.
yeah. What about your pattern on Thursday, all day long?
You know what? It's funny you say that. It was definitely better in the afternoon, and I don't know if that's – you know, I have a feeling a little bit of it was boat pressure related. You know, when we got into that area, there's a lot of fish around, a lot of fish jumping, a lot of fish splashing, small spots that go down fairly quick when you get even somewhat halfway approachable casting distance to them. And it seemed like that fleet started to dissipate, or you know, in the mid-morning hours, and probably by noon, the fleet of boats that was there kind of all followed the sport boat fleet to the south, and we stuck around in that area, and it built and built and built and got better. And you know, we would laugh, and you'd pick up the Frasers and sweep around the area, and just about every boat in a 5-square-mile area was all sideways and drifting.
Nice.
I mean, it was just
wow.
everybody was catching, and
yeah.
it, but it definitely was better for us in the afternoon.
So get a late start.
Yeah.
Avoid the bait line.
Oh, my God. I got a photo. I don't know. I got a photo from our buddy Jim Francella, Jim and Mary from Pally Valley Collision this morning. Of the bait line in Mission Bay, which stretched all the way out into the main channel going back towards the bridge.
Nice.
Yeah.
The boys on the Everingham barge are going to have their work cut out for them this
yeah,
morning.
Yeah.
So good luck, boys.
It's a busy day, and there's a lot. Hey, congratulations to Captain Doug Kern.
Oh, how about that?
You just saw, we didn't get the report, but we just saw a picture. He got like a 70-plus pounder on the surface iron.
That's a holy grail
Bluefin
fish right
tuna.
There.
That's an awesome picture.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Very
Way
nice.
Way to go, Doug.
And speaking of, I mentioned diving and spearfishing and stuff like that. I just want to mention, for those of you that are interested in that kind of thing, we're going to have a special show next Saturday, 1 week from today. The guys from Gannett Diving are going to be here talking free diving and spear fishing for these big tuna, like a lot of guys you've seen pictures and stuff like that.
I mean, some
they're
of those
going to be
pictures,
in the studio here.
That is going
tell
to be
you
a
how
cool
about
show.
It, talk about
great
it,
show.
And
yeah.
it should be really, really interesting. And as you can hear, we have a great show to talk about today, a lot to talk about, including some new bluefin tuna regulations. So
yeah.
We've got a lot to talk about.
This is going to be an awesome one. Can't wait. And we want to have you be a part of it this morning. It is going to be a very busy show, and the phones are already showing that. But good news, we do have one single phone line open on each of the two numbers. If you want to get through, trust me, it's going to be a very busy morning. This is a great shot to do it. You can call us locally right now on the 858 number. It's 858-457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Only one of those open right now. Or you can reach us on our toll-free line. That toll-free number, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Open right now. Not only are we talking fishing, talking fish reports, talking the best bait tanks in the world, we've also got a great prize for one lucky caller today, and that's an AFTCO Alejos belt and a pair of the AFTCO long-range fishing gloves. Courtesy of our good friends at AFTCO, a very cool AFTCO prize pack, especially with all this big tuna going around.
Oh,
both
perfect.
Of those coming very good, Andy, for sure. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Tons of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Have you checked out the giant Fastlane kayaks in Mission Bay yet? It's hard to miss right in the middle of Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. This massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks and all the accessories. They also have a great selection of Hobie clothing, stand-up paddle boards, paddles, and more. Check out the new model Hobie kayaks arriving daily and see the great deals on previous year's models. Even test a kayak or stand-up paddle board right out their back door on Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks, no one does it better than the crew at Fastlane Kayaks at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check FastlaneSailing.com.
I'm very excited to share my experience with the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit I just installed on my boat. I've been a Simrad Electronics fan for many years and always enjoyed the ease of use and incredible technology. Last year, I installed the new 4G broadband radar and could not believe the difference. So this year, I upgraded to the new NSS Evo 2, and it's amazing. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. The core of any marine electronic for me is how it marks fish, and the new NSS Evo 2 with built-in sonar hub sounder technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. Now, the true test is whether I need to pick up the manual to figure it out. And guess what? The new Simrad gear is so easy, I didn't need it. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system I'd like to tell you, but best to just go to your local Simrad dealer and check it out. Or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing, and it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, as promised, we're talking bluefin, and we've been expecting it, anticipating it. It's going to happen effective July 30th, which I believe is next Thursday.
Yeah, 5 days.
Five more days to reduce the bag limit and the fillet requirements, which is really important to note. In U.S. waters, to two fish per day, per person, which down from 10 fish per day, which nobody needs 10 fish. I mean, it would have been more reasonable to go five fish per person, but two fish, can we live with it, Mark?
I could live with two bluefins.
Yeah, I'd
know,
be fine with
either.
It.
I mean, it, you know, when we look at our little microcosm of the population, you'd have to say it's healthy, but, you know, maybe we're not representative of the rest of the range.
biggest thing that we would have our positive argument on our side is that our take is so minuscule anyway.
Minuscule.
You know, compared to a commercial take, and
I mean,
especially in Japan.
One saner set is probably our whole catch for the year.
Right, exactly. You know? Right. However, it could have been the other way. They've been the extreme environmental groups were fighting for a zero limit on this endangered species that they're calling it.
You nailed that, Pete, because, I mean, we're all frustrated. I'd rather be able to catch more. I'm not saying that I need more, but I'd rather have the option, and I'd rather not have to deal with the new fillet regulations. Of course, you know, I'm a fisherman just like you are. I don't want to spend more time and more effort. But here's the thing is what was on the table was no take and no fillet, period. And, you know, and everybody fought very diligently to get exactly this, you know, and it was huge that we're getting to at least still take them instead of zero. And the fillet is the same thing. It was either, you know, you can fillet under the new fillet requirements or you can just not fillet at all, period. And
that's
the
fisherman's
it.
Processing.
Right.
Well, which is what we do anyway.
Yeah,
right?
You guys.
The fillet thing is not going to affect me at all.
You know, Mark, it's time to start a processing company up in your zone.
You're not
there.
Kidding,
or a courier company.
A courier company. Maybe Sean
other.
And Rosie will
slush
start
bins?
Carrying
yeah,
up and down,
something,
right?
Because, you know, it's frustrating because, I mean, I'm well aware of the quality. I've had plenty of it. And it's, I mean, it's such a good service for you guys. We don't have that.
Yeah.
And now with this new fillet stuff, holy crap. You're going to have to, like, be very studious in terms of figuring this out.
So all that information is on the Sport Fishing Association of California website, SAC website. You can link that right through the Let's Talk Hookup page, hookup1090.com. Just go to the SAC link on our links page, and it'll tell you all about, show you pictures, demonstrations, even a video with Captain Jim Hughes doing a demonstration on how to fillet those fish properly. It's both bluefin and yellowfin.
Yeah, all two.
And it's very, very specific. So if you're filleting your own fish on your boat, you better have it right because I guarantee you they're going to be watching. Now, let's talk about Mexico. Mexico, we're talking to you right now. We need you to follow suit on here, okay? We've been waiting for the two-fish regulation to come through. It's coming through on Thursday. Time for you to give us a two-fish limit in Mexican waters. I mean, we're good neighbors. We take care of each other here. Time for Mexico to take care of this situation and make it happen.
Well, hopefully that happens. I mean, we have certainly taken the lead here on our end. So.
Yes. So agreed. Let's make that happen.
Yeah.
The other thing, God, so much news going on here, is everybody's been asking for the Kathy Rounds 7.5 knot. And
great
yesterday,
God,
Kathy Rounds and the one and only Carl Schmidt helped me out in shooting a quick, easy video. It's on our YouTube channel. Very simple, very easy to check out. It's on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. Go ahead and subscribe. Just subscribe, and you'll know when we have a new video up, as well as our archives there. But it's on our YouTube channel. You can link that right through our website, hookup1090.com. Click on the red YouTube link on the top right page of the corner, and it's Kathy's 7.5 knot. Easy and effective for 60 and under.
I love that you guys use the two different colored high-vis lines, high-vis blue and high-vis yellow. You can totally see the knot coming together. You can see where the twist of one arm versus the other. It's way easier than I would have thought. Very cool video. You guys did an awesome job.
Yeah, well, Carl's a big star. And
well,
Kathy,
Carl,
that was all Kathy's. Kathy was the producer. I was just a film guy. So,
credit to the cameraman.
Yeah, indeed. Well, it's up on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. Check it out.
Is it a good knot? I mean, it tests out good?
Well, Kathy is like kind of the knot queen.
Yeah.
She tests all these knots
absolutely.
On the thing. She says it tests better than the Seaguar knot. She says it tests better than the back-to-back uni. She's tested it over and over again. She says it tests better. And I tried it. I pulled on it. It's strong. And It's not clean.
But it holds.
Yeah.
You know, and that's sometimes more important.
And it's
than
fast.
That. It's very fast.
Really,
yeah.
really fast.
Now, and this was mostly for joining Spectra.
Two monofilaments.
Nope, not Spectra.
No, not style
line. Mono to mono or mono to fluoro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Only the clear lines. So you don't want to use it. You want to use the John Collins knot or your Bimini to Bimini or loop to loop or whatever when you're doing
Spectra. We were doing some knot testing yesterday, and I won't mention which knot and I won't mention which products, but it was a braid to a fluorocarbon. And as of yet, I'm yet to have anything surpass what I feel is the best connection, which is back-to-back nail knots, properly tied and properly lubed. before you pull them up.
That's spectra to fluorocarbon,
mono to fluorocarbon.
Okay, all of it.
All of it.
Back-to-back nail knot.
Back-to-back.
But do you use the tool to tie it?
You have to use the tool. It is time-consuming to get it right, but properly tied, personally, I think it's about the strongest of them all.
Okay.
And we were breaking some knots yesterday that was like the latest and greatest knot, and it was pretty embarrassing for the latest and greatest.
And you would tie it similar to what you would tie a back-to-back uni, just lines through.
I do five turns in the mono or fluorocarbon, or four if it's heavier, and then eight or nine in the spectra.
Okay.
And it takes a little bit of time to, you know, roll the barrel out on the spectra so that, you know, it's not jumping over one another.
Yeah. Okay.
But properly tied, it's a beautiful knot. And, you know, and it just looks cool.
Yeah. Low profile.
Yeah, very low profile.
Yeah. Adapted from the fly fishing.
Just like Mark. It's dumb to have this opinion because the only thing that matters, period, is that it holds. That's the real only thing you need. But I hate it when they don't look. There's nothing that looks better than just like the killer little barrel, everything clean and nice looking. And I hate it when they don't turn out that way. But the only thing that matters is one, that you can tie it, and two, that it holds. And that's the beauty of this knot that you just shot the video of. Very easy to tie. And joining lines is something that a lot of people have trouble with. And this is a great knot and a very good demonstration on how to do it. And the beauty of YouTube is you can put it up on the screen and watch it 10 times over in slow motion. And the angle that you chose to film that is very user friendly. It's perfect. You guys did an awesome job.
Thanks for that. But the thing about it, this knot is it's so fast and so easy to tie. You watch the video once or twice, you're done.
I'll check that because I heard Kathy talking about it when she was on here with Frank the other day, and she's obviously
now I've never used the knot, but Kathy has used the knot and she's caught a lot of big fish.
That's
but she
good
says do not use it for less than above 60 or over 60 pounds, don't use it. I don't think I'd use it over 50, frankly, myself. But over 60, Kathy says, don't use it. Use the other methods.
The thing that she had mentioned about that knot was that it's what the guys used when they were in a major hurry. So whatever that scenario is, gnarly tangle, fish on one end of the line, literally wrap the line up on one hand, cut the guy out of a tangle, and join the line back together so you can continue to fight the fish. It's that kind of fast. You know what I mean? Boom, 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 you know, seven twists one way, five twists one way, boom, cinch it, back to fighting the fish again.
Yeah, indeed. Well, hey, your phones are packed. They want to talk to Captain Mark Wish. Let's jump into
it. You got it, man. Well, why don't we start it off this morning with Don, and Don's calling us from Woodland Hills. Don, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Don.
Heading out tomorrow night on the Islander for a 2.5 day, and I wanted to pick Mark's brain here. Everyone's talking about tuna, and I think I've got that at least semi-scoped out. Dorado's my question. Mark, if you were going to go after and target a Dorado on a kelp patty, what would be your rig and what would be your bait?
Probably, you know, 30-pound fluorocarbon. Probably a J hook instead of a circle hook, though, just because the way their mouth is built. I've always done a little better hooking them on the J hook. And pick, you know, I tell all of our customers, we have this conversation nonstop. You know, you're on a sport boat, you got 30 other guys, you're all mostly doing the same thing. The big difference is bait selection and presentation. So just take your time, get that bait that swims real well. And you don't need to be the guy that's, you know, casting right at the kelp, because, you know, when you're up in a tower watching how the fish react to the boat when you're coming up, a lot of times it's that guy dropping off the back when that school kind of circles around behind the boat and comes up to see what's going on that gets the fish. So something like that. And there seems to be plenty of those flatheads around, so I'm sure you'll make the grade there.
More coming, too.
I totally poached the boys on a Dorado on Thursday. We had found a kelp, pretty darn nice kelp, and we're making a little slow troll pass around it. We all had baits out whatever distance. And, you know, our baits were a ways behind the boat, pretty good ways. I like slow troll ways behind the boat. And we saw, like, a little pack of three Dorado peel off the kelp. And when I saw that, I started turning the handle as fast. Dorado seem to love something, anything that's hauling ass. That doesn't mean they're going to bite it, but a lot of times they're, like, whatever it is, something's moving real quick. So I wound that sardine back towards the boat as fast as I could while the others are out there. So, you know, just imagine one sardine just flying back to the boat, and that thing piled on that so bad. Before, you know, with the other two baits still, you know, 20 yards behind it, yeah. There's one just coming flying, and
yeah.
We just joked about how we poached that one off.
That's cool. Well, thanks a lot for the call, Don. Appreciate that. Let's head north to Katmai Lodge, beautiful Alagnak River in Alaska, and talk to our buddy Jeff Topp. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Pete. How are you today?
Hey, we're doing terrific. How's the fishing on the Alagnak?
Man, I know I say it every week, but it just keeps getting better, buddy. It's really good. I come showed up this last week, and these guys this week, we've been fishing, and, you know, it's been nonstop. I'd like to tell you it's every cast, but it's at least every other. You know, I mean, it's unreal the amount of chums we got in this river right now.
Is that unusual, or is that kind of a normal thing for end of July?
You know, it's pretty consistent with the end of July, really. It's just kind of nice and refreshing to see another type of salmon come in the river and have a have doubles and triples all day long on the, and wading the nice bars, you know, wading, you know, knee deep on some nice sand. You're not wading the gravel and you're enjoying the day and it's real easy going. And man, it's a nice time to be here.
Yeah. And the wildlife, I'm sure, is out in full force, right?
You know, yesterday we saw a moose and a baby. We saw a grizzly bear and a sea otter. So, yeah, it's pretty good right now.
Yeah, they're out there after. They want to get a little dinner, too, right? No doubt about it.
Yeah, man, eagles sitting on the bars. It's crazy right now.
Well, that's one of the things. It's not only an amazing place to fish, but you'll see stuff you've never seen in your life in abundance at Katmai Lodge. And, of course, our trip for next July is already full. We're working on dates for 2017 already. But if somebody wants to come up both in 2015 or 2016, still a few spots available in 15 and spots available in 16, right?
Yeah, you know, we've had a lot of clients this year booked already for the next year. But, yeah, we've got spots available both in August this year and, you know, 16 is starting to get quite a few bookings. But we definitely have room for whoever wants to come up. It's a great time to be here. From now on, these weeks in July are just crazy. You guys are going to have a great week, and, you know, the weeks after that are just kind of much the same.
Yeah, and we haven't even mentioned trophy trout, which is just unbelievable. And in the meantime, right, if we want to come up there, how do we get a hold of you, Jeff, at Katmai and make a booking?
Info at Katmai Lodge. You know, you can email that. You can call the 800 number.
800.
And you know, there's always Facebook. We're on Facebook, so like us on Facebook. We're putting reports up and pictures up once or twice a week.
Pretty special place. 800-330-0326, katmai.com. You can link that right through the Let's Talk Hookup website. Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Pete. See ya.
All right. Very good. See, it's fishing all over the place, man, in abundance.
When the switch is on.
The switch is on, and this place is a long ways away.
That's a long switch.
I'm telling you, out there, it's way up there. Speaking of Facebook, if you're not on our Facebook page, you need to be on there. You would have seen Rick's amazing catch of all the different fish that he caught on Thursday, along with a lot of stuff. We try and post at least something every day or multiple times per week. Just Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show on Facebook. You can link that, of course, again, on the front page of our website, hookup1090.com. On the top page, click on the blue Facebook link and just go ahead and friend us there and be a part
get
of
on it.
And Instagram. Those are our two main avenues, Instagram and Facebook, as far as social media, and that's where you need to be.
That's it, man. It's a lot of fun. Well, hey, speaking of a lot of fun, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to David. He's calling us from Laguna Beach this morning. Good morning, David. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi. I used to commercial fish just for 18 years on a stick boat, and I haven't seen the fishing this good since 1997 when it was only 2 miles off Dana Point. I went out on Thursday, and we were catching bluefin and yellowfin only 4 miles off Dana Point.
Just how about that?
Unbelievable,
huh?
Man.
Yeah.
And
this
that was
so cool.
That was on the Helena. And then the week before, I went out with Rick on the Ocean 95, and they were only 10 miles off Oceanside. And it's just unbelievable.
It's pretty amazing. Now, don't you wish you were a stick boat guy this year with all the swordfish running around, huh?
Yeah.
Because stories every day of people seeing big swordfish.
And hooking some.
And hooking
I mean, there's
them.
Been several caught now.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
And guys sticking those big bluefin. You know, you get in those greasy days, those bluefin are up, you know, knifing through the water. I mean, you see, you know, We a couple times we went looking for that big fish. You'd see, you know, I got something scratching a long ways away, and all of a sudden you really get, you know, you dial your Fraser Volpes in, you realize like that's a bluefin sickle and tail just knifing through the water. You know, I mean, there's guys are harpooning those big giant. It's so cool what's going on right now. It's just awesome.
Pretty amazing. Hey, thanks for the stories. Appreciate the call this morning, David.
Speaking of a catch report, we're going to find out what's going on down in the Baja. It's time for the Cast Man, Richard Castanader from Cast Tours. And that catch report today, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Summer fishing means it's time to call Fisherman's Processing. And if you're on a private boat, call them the day before you go to make arrangements to help deal with your fish. You can drop them off directly at their dock, or for after-hours drop-offs, you can give them a call, and they'll basically get you a tag, a lock combo, and you can drop your fish off into their slush bin. No matter how late you come back to the dock, your fish is going to be well taken care of.
And boy, with the new tuna fillet regulations, yellowfin and bluefin, guys.
Couldn't agree more.
You got to do it. It's so much easier. Otherwise, don't get a ticket.
You nailed that for sure.
Yeah.
Well, hey, let's find out what's going on with the cast, man. Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, Cast Man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro. Hey, you guys are talking about sticking bluefin. I'm talking about, I'm up at the Kenai right now. We're trying to legally snag rats, and it's been difficult, man. It's a special technique they use up here to catch these things, because once they're in the river, they don't eat.
Combat fishing.
Pardon me?
You're combat fishing.
Oh, I'm telling you. Oh, God, you should see the people up here. All lined up. But everybody's really kind of courteous to each other, you know. They give you some space to get in there. We've almost got our limit of rats. We're going to try one more time this morning before we head down to Homer to fish our 2 days of halibut. But the kingfishing up here has been really good. That's the second run of the year. We've had fish in the mid-30s. You know, but there's been some 50, 55 pounders caught that we've seen. These things are huge fish, and it's just been a really good trip. My first trip here to the Kenai, and wanted to check it out. You know, we've been going to Kodiak for the last couple of years, actually the last 8 years. And anyway, we're excited. We got fish to bring home, and I'm sure all the families are happy. You know, I got the kids already partying out what I bring home. So, oh well. That's the way things happen. But down at the south end of Baja, you had a hurricane come pretty close to the Baja, about 200 miles away. It was Category 4. It didn't really affect much. A little rain on the west coast there, but some winds to 30. But it, like you said, it was 200 miles off the beach and posed no real threat. But they did close the port for 3 days, both at the Cabo Marina and the Puerto Los Cabos there in San Jose del Cabo for 3 days due to high surf. But the boats, when they did get out, I'm seeing the count on blue marlin starting to come up now. Seems like there's more being caught. They had some 200-pound fish there out of Cabo. A few more caught. You know, East Cape's been catching them now. And Gordo Banks Fungus also had one. But I had our group of Bernie Bernard had his group up in Loretto, and really unusual catch up there. They had a 458-pound blue this past week. Which
wow,
is,
geez.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't seen a fish that big or even a blue in a long, long time. So I think it's going to be a fabulous, fabulous blue season this fall. You know, this is the time of year that they start coming in. And as you get into August and September and October, and of course, you know, you got the big Bisbee tournament there in Cabo, and that's what they target is those blue marlin. So I think it's going to be a pretty good year. But overall, fish counts were low this week because of the closure going down, but they're getting tuna inside the Sea of Cortez. They're getting Dorado. They're getting a few Wahoo back again. I look for that count to go up as we get into the late fall, October. In November and early December, but otherwise, that's the report for this week. We'll be heading home on Monday, and looking forward to talking to you guys next Saturday. But if you want to book a trip into Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Alaska, Central America, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 and talk to you guys next week.
Awesome, 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 Cass. Sounds like great fishing going on up and down the beach. We sure appreciate that always, and we look forward to hearing another one next Saturday.
Safe travels, Cass, man. Appreciate the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more catch reports, all kinds of great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
fishing season started early, so now is the time to visit the best saltwater tackle store anywhere. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. With more inventory than ever before, we know the demand is going to be huge this season, so why wait? Visit us now and get your pick of the best equipment. Hey, there are already tuna, yellowtail, and marlin in local waters, so gear up now for what could be our best season ever. Take advantage of our expert staff that knows how to outfit you the right way. Come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin to overnight trips or a long-range adventure, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
All this talk about fishing and fish, fresh fish, gets me hungry. For Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landers in Point Loma. If you're headed down, man, the place to go is Point Loma Seafoods. And I'm going to tell you, Ricky turned me on to the new grilled shrimp tacos. These are wild Baja grilled shrimp. An unbelievable taco. They're phenomenal.
Yeah, both the fried and the shrimp tacos get ordered from... We eat at Point Loma Seafoods probably 2 days a week at the tackle store, and somebody's getting the shrimp tacos every time.
They're so good. They're really good. It's all good.
Everything is good.
What's your favorite at Point Loma Seafoods? Is it the squid sandwich? Is it the crab sandwich? Crab cake sandwich? Or just a piece of fish to take home? We took some white sea bass home the other day that was so fresh, like it just came off the boat.
I saw fresh albacore in the bins, you know, that was probably brought in from Hawaii. It's big fish. It's so awesome.
Beautiful.
Just, nobody does it like Point Loma Seafoods.
That's it. Right next to the San Diego Landings, it's Point Loma Seafoods right there.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pissa. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on it. Instantly, the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independent Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependentSportFishing.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rock!
San Diego Sports. Leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Phones are packed up. This time we're going to talk to Rudy. Rudy's calling us from Carlsbad. Hey, Rudy, welcome to the show.
Well, gentlemen, you know, my question was about Dorado and hooking them and all that, and you kind of gave me the answer a little while ago. Somebody else called about Dorado, and he's using a J-hook instead of a circle hook. And we were losing them, you know, coming up in close, and they were shaking the hook out. And, you know, we had mackerel on because we were after yellowfin and bluefin out there, so we're out there too. So, but the yellowfin were there. We had mackerel. We were thinking maybe the mackerel was too large for them. And,
yeah, you know, it's a Dorado, when they want to eat, they want to eat.
Especially those big ones, man. They love those mackerels.
Yeah, indeed. So just put it out there and use the Ricky technique. Bring it back fast.
Well, who knows? Yeah.
You never know. If they're hungry, and they're going to be hungry here as the water warms.
Now, we didn't catch any doing this. We didn't fish this way, but we don't hold a ton of bait on the small boat, so we did the... You know, got our bait, packed it a little on the light side because we knew we were going to be pounding out, and we did the 5-gallon bucket full of dead and cut it into chunks, you know, quarter-sized chunks kind of thing. And when we'd get on a kelp, at least it just gave us a little something to throw. And a couple times we'd see that Dorado peel off. Never, you know, we at first were like, I don't know if we're wasting our time, there's nothing's going on. But then later in the day, on one of the kelps we'd been throwing the chunk on, hooked a Dorado, thing, you know, does what they do, came up in the air, shaking its head, big jump, and like four chunks, boom, came flying out of its mouth.
There you go.
No question those things were eating the chunk. And maybe it's enough just to get them fired up. Maybe it's enough to get them to eat your sardine. Maybe you try and fish one of the chunk. Who knows what the scenario is, but we both had tuna and Dorado at the gaff, you know, shaking their head and spitting up the chunks that we'd been putting in the water. So
yeah,
it's
worth
it.
And let me tell you, Mark makes such a great little device. It's pretty inexpensive. That's the chunk board.
Oh, that little chum chopper.
Yeah, the chum chopper.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. You don't have one of those?
I don't even know anything
about
this.
Come on, man. Yeah. It's on the website, PacificEdgeTackle.com.
What?
Yeah.
It's just a little tray. It's got four little feet on it. They'll sit on top of a, you know, existing bait tank, and it's perfect for chopping chunks or for chopping squid when we're sea bass fishing. You know, we may never do that again. Who knows?
And having it ready, right?
Yeah, And a nice thing about it, too, is especially when you're chopping squid because you got all that ink running all over, then you can take the whole little board because it's got a little rail around it. You can take the whole board to the side and chum so you don't get the squid ink all over your boat. But, it's just a handy little device.
Cool. And you sell it right online, right?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
They're like $25. And, you know,
it's something every boat should have that's because – you know, with bait, the limited amount of bait and stuff like that.
And
it's
chunks
an easy
sucks.
Deal.
Yeah. It does.
And the nice thing is you just have it ready, right?
Yeah. I think that's awesome.
You get an extra scoop at the Everingham Brothers. You have chunk ready. You maybe put it in your fish hold with your ice.
See, that little tray we're talking about, it actually snaps on top of a 5-gallon bucket.
Oh.
So you can have your chunks right there. So you just like
in the bucket.
Lift it up, reach in, throw some up. And you can cut them with scissors instead of a knife, which makes it a little faster.
Yeah, so there you go. Get it. It's a good thing. Thanks a lot for the call, Rudy.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Jim. He's calling us from National City this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. I got a fish report. Thursday I fished with Ron Baker. We rolled down to Imperial Beach, and we got a bunch of those big yellowtail. I think we had like 15 passengers and got 14 yellowtail on the Point Loma there. But we had
all nice ones,
yeah.
Too.
Oh,
there was not one small one. I caught the first one 18 to 20 pounds. Every fish after that was bigger than mine.
How cool. That's beautiful.
I don't know. You know, big, nice, quality fish. But the thing was, we had a family on there, a grandfather, father, and four sons, a couple of cousins. Everybody caught yellowtail. The grandfather was an older gentleman, had trouble, you know, standing on the boat, you know, had bad knees. I got artificial knees. But we were sitting there, I was talking to him. He had a great time seeing all his family members catch these yellowtail. They were out of Arizona, the family, come over here once a year, and it was just a great trip for them, a great trip for me. I just got back from a long-range trip, a 5-day on the American Angler. And I got to say, I had a hell of a time on this 3-quarter-day trip.
That's cool, Jim.
We caught yellowtail, barracuda. Ron took us to three different spots. TJ, the deckhand, we got in this one spot. I caught rockfish on the cold sniper. Went to the other third spot, caught grumpy calicos on the rubbers off the bottom. Beautiful calico bass. So, I mean, it was just an over-the-top trip on the Point Loma there with Ron Baker. So
very nice. All right. Well, thanks for that report. Appreciate that. Sounds like you're getting some good fishing
on
the American Angler and then going yellow fishing with Captain Ron. That's great. Thanks a lot for your call this morning. Let's head up to Alaska again. Talk to John from Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Pete. It's been a fantastic week. I got to tell you about the last 4 days. Everybody's limiting on coho, and that's not even the big story. The big story is big halibut. Let me let you know about some of the ones that were released yesterday. 103-pounder, a 109, a 141, a 128. We had a 210 released yesterday, and the biggest release yesterday was a 244, and 4 days ago we had a 208-pounder released. We're talking monsters have moved in, and it's a blast. So the coho are just thick as fleas. We're catching those. We're getting kings still. My group leaving today, They got their annual limit of kings, as did most people. It's been really phenomenal up here.
Can't wait to come up on our trip in mid-August. It's just a few weeks away. And you think the kings will still be hanging out, John?
I do, because we just got a run of 18 to 25 pounders that came in. And one of the guides came in the other day, and they were so thick out there. He said, I'm going to run back out there. He ran back out there for a half an hour, and he had a 20-pounder and a smaller one. I mean, they're here. We don't know where they came from, but they're here.
They're here.
Well, so cool.
Coho. Well, our 12 to 14-pound coho, too.
12 to 14-pound coho? Oh, my. That's a big coho, and they pull hard. Jump, a lot of fun. And what about in the river? Are the coho up in the river yet? I know Whalers Cove Lodge also offers trips up to fish in the river. Are the cohos up there yet?
Not quite yet, but somebody went looking for bears yesterday, and they saw five Alaska brown bears a couple of days ago right at Parker Point where I've taken you.
Yep.
I saw a mother and two cubs. And, of course, we're seeing deer on the beach, and we're seeing whales, and we're seeing orcas occasionally. Lots and lots of wildlife. Most people that come here that have never been to Alaska or this part of Alaska are blown away by the wildlife. It's worth coming just for that.
It's a pretty amazing thing. Well, of course, this year our trip is sold out in August. You know, if you're going to Alaska in 2016, you need to make your plans now, because these trips, Alaska is super popular, and we only go to the best spots. There's lots. You know, Marty used to always say, it's not what the brochure promised. And there's so many lodges in Alaska that it's not what the brochure promises. Rick and I have been there, done that. These are the places to go, and Whalers Cove is such an awesome place. We have our trip August 13th through August 20th, and they offer a 3-day, a 4-day, and a 7-day package next year. Or are there any spots this year at Whalers Cove, John?
There's a couple oddball spots. You would have to call Jay Brendel, our guest service manager, at 1-800-423-3123. If you need that repeated, it's 1-800-423-3123. Or just go to WhalersCoveLodge.com. At WhalersCove.com, WhalersLodge.com, WhalersCoveLodge.com, I'll get it right. We've got all kinds of information of what we have available. We're booking for 2017 now as well.
Yeah,
so
wow.
If you're thinking about it, but you're not quite ready for 16, get the reservation in for 2017 because we are filling fast.
Yeah.
Word spreads.
Popular spot. And there's
it
no...
really spreads when people go home with their stories of what they did up here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. John from Whalers Cove, we'll talk to you next Saturday. Great report. Sounds like we need to be there. Appreciate the call this morning. Hey, let's head down. Captain Ron's on the boat. Good morning, Ron.
Pete, I want you to know that information I gave you the other day on that local yellowtail is still holding up.
Yeah, I was right next to you the other day.
Did you go down and try it?
I was sitting right next to you, waving at you. You were focused,
I was busy,
though.
But you know what? It's like this is like a gift. These are world class fish, and what makes it so much fun is that they're dropper loop fish, and the red rod guys can catch them. They don't have to worry about casting; just change your bait and hang on. And it's like wonderful. I got 34 people a day on a local 3/4 day boat, and I'm headed down there right now, and. Everybody catches them, you know. The mortality rate's kind of high, but the fish are big. I mean, these are tackle busters, big guys.
And so there's cool. No small ones around, man. You catch them, they're like 20s and pushing into the close to 30s, right?
Yeah, we had one the other day. We weighed his 34 and a half.
Wow, 34 geez. And a half. Wow.
Yeah, that's local fish. That's Imperial Beach at its finest. And
half
there's a few
day
big
fish.
Owls mixed in, so.
Yeah, you're doing 3/4 day on it, but most of the guys are doing half days, right?
I fished half day yesterday. I had two trips. We had about 25 fish for the two trips. Probably lost 50.
My.
That's
awesome,
crazy,
Ron. Well, if somebody wants to come fishing with you on the Point Loma Sport Fishing, right?
Yeah, just get a hold of Point Loma Sport Fishing, and you can go on the Daily Devil with Fred. You can go with me on the 3/4 day. You go to Mission Bell for fishing offshore. There's just a big variety of opportunity right now if you're an angler. Right now is the time to get on it, so it's good. You know, it's good. And on another bright note, next weekend, August 1st, is my Crystal Clear Kids Classic. It's all set, ready to go. We're going to have too much fun. I want to thank all the guys. I want to thank Sean over at Fisherman's Processing for supplying all the fish this year. I want to thank Hagen's Supermarket for frishing all the hot dogs, and then, of course, friends of Rollo, they're involved big time. Jim does a great job, and that's a wonderful kids tournament. It's all free.
Yeah, so cool. Just show up at Crystal Pier in Pacific Beach with your kid, right?
Yeah, show up there about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and the tournament runs from 8 till about 3. There's a huge raffle. There's free fish tacos, compliments of Fred's Mexican Cafe and Bar right there in Pacific Beach. We have hot dogs cooked by the San Diego Ron Real Club, and too much fun.
That's fantastic. Cool, all right, Captain Ron Baker, the Crystal Pier Kids Classic, next Saturday, August 1st. Head on down there and jump on it with Captain Ron and jump on the Point Loma and go catch a 30-pound yellow.
You know what? I'm glad you made it down there because that was some good dope I gave you.
It was very good dope. You were right on there, Bit Ron. All right. Thanks a lot for the call, and good luck with the Crystal Pier Kids Classic. Let's head up north. Captain Bill Cavanaugh is on the line with the Amigo. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, top of the morning, Pete. How you doing?
What's up, Bill?
Hey, Bill.
Rick, hey, good morning. I'm just calling to check in. We went from catching white sea bass, switching straight over to catching yellowfin tuna up here in Ventura.
Come on!
That's so cool.
You know, we had some pretty good sea bass fishing up there at Santa Rosa for a little while. It kind of flatlined on us. We weren't doing much after that. We laid in for one day, and my partner Greg grabbed his son and a couple guys to do an exploratory. They picked up two yellowfin tuna, the biggest being 73 pounds.
73.
Yeah, 73. And from there, we've been fishing offshore. We went out here the other day on a day-and-a-half charter. We saw some tuna. We didn't connect. We picked up a handful of kelp out of yellowtail. We came out here yesterday. We started our morning off with three Dorado. And then from there, we saw like five or six different spots of yellowfin tuna. We had two that we were able to work with. The last one was actually a bona fide school. I mean, it was like real-deal sonar school. I hit it on seven or eight sweeps, and I was chasing it around. There was it actually looked more like bluefin to me than yellowfin, but we got over the top of it, and it was all yellowfin tuna, and it's all like 45 to 65-pound fish.
Oh,
we ended up hooking seven fish on that stop. We got spooled twice, and the biggest one was 60 pounds.
Oh, wait a minute,
so
wait a minute.
Cool, Bill.
You're talking fishing out of Ventura?
Yeah, Ventura. It's right there just above Malibu and just below Santa Barbara.
Unbelievable.
This is so cool, man. So cool.
So now I would think that a guy with your roots down south here in the long range fleet has a considerable advantage to fish with over the guys that are normally fishing out of Ventura, right?
I should hope so. There's some good fishing.
That's
I definitely,
cool.
I've done this before, so it's been pretty fun here the last few days, especially yesterday. Like I say, I didn't see much in the way of fish on the machines the last few days. It's been all visual fish up on top. But that school that we got on yesterday, it was the real deal. It was like if I was driving a long-range boat, I would have been on the PA saying, all right, guys, you're fishing nothing less than 50 pounds. We're going to get to work on this. You know, I mean, it was a good school.
Amazing. Well, if somebody wants to come aboard the Amigo, fish with Captain Bill Cavanaugh, how do we do that?
Yeah, you can get a hold of Ventura Sport Fishing at area code 805-676-3474. You can get a hold of Ed, Jonathan, or Greg in the office. And then you can book online at VenturaSportFishing.com, get more information there. You can like us on Facebook at Amigo Sport Fishing. We're putting some cool stuff and cool pictures up there. And we're offshore again here today. It's flat calm. We did hook a tuna in the gray this morning that we dumped. It came unbuttoned. And we're sitting on four yellowtail off of kill patties, but we're offshore in search of, we got nice weather. So I just wanted to call in with that report because it's pretty unique this El Nino year. And sure enough, we're starting to see some of that yellowfin tuna up in our waters now.
Amazing. Well, keep checking in with us aboard the Amigo. Captain Bill Cavanaugh, appreciate the report out of Ventura Sport Fishing. We'll talk to you real soon.
All right, hey,
thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cooking coming to you. Another full hour. We're going to check in with what I have a feeling is going to be a very fun catch report. More Let's Talk Cooking coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Have fun in the sun, catching fish, and take home $1,000 cash. How does that sound? This is Pete Gray, and I want to personally invite you to join me and a great group of people this October at one of the best fishing resorts in the world, Hotel Palmas de Cortez in Baja's amazing East Cape. This is our 21st year, and to celebrate, we have raised the bar. Thanks to the generosity of George Weir Asphalt in Escondido, we will award one lucky angler $1,000 cash for catching the largest tuna, dorado, or wahoo in our two-day tournament. Now, don't be intimidated by the word tournament. Our Palmas de Cortez event is all about having fun, catching fish, and winning some great prizes, including $1,000 cash and a bunch more, including the first-place team wins a trip to Palmas de Cortez, along with having all their fish processed for free by the East Cape Smokehouse. Get this, tournament entry is free for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, so make your reservations now for October 8th through 12th by calling Van Warmer Resorts at 877-777-TUNA or check the trips page at hookup1090.com for more details.
My angler H2O. Like the mighty flounder, I will keep one eye on the pole and the other watching for rogue waves. I'll save water by taking shorter showers and enthusiastically celebrate Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Aye.
I will chat up the locals before launching in unfamiliar waters. And I will always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HD is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing. With a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel, it has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HD is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Summer has finally arrived, bringing warmer waters our way. And you know what that means. The offshore fishing this season could be one of the best ever. And speaking of best ever, have you seen the new 2015 Ford F-150? It's the most advanced F-150 ever, which is even more good news for fishermen. One of my favorite features is the available 360-degree camera. It lets you see everything around you, which really comes in handy when you're trying to launch on a crowded dock. It's also the first truck ever to be built with military-grade aluminum alloy. That means the new F-150 is up to 700 pounds lighter to accelerate faster and stop quicker. It also hauls more and tows more. And get this, it does it all more fuel efficiently. I highly recommend taking one out for a test drive. The new F-150 is the best thing to happen to fishermen in San Diego since the barbed hook. So stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at better shops everywhere.